Welcome to Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read. My name is Raina Menashe, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today I'm speaking with Sherry Kephart, author of the upcoming memoir, A Few Minor Adjustments, which was placed in San Diego Writers, Inc. first annual Memoir Writers Competition. Along with a select group of other memoirs, A Few Minor Adjustments will be showcased by professional actors at the Horton Grand Theater on Tuesday, June 30th. Welcome, Sherry. It's a pleasure having you on Bookshelf.
Thank you, Raina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin with a snapshot of your story. I know that you longed for adventure. You traveled the world from the remote villages of Central Africa to New Zealand until a mysterious illness brought you to the precipice of death. Yet your memoir is comical and tragic. How do you balance that in telling such a powerful story?
I think it's very important to inject humor in our life and our stories because we all have tragedies. We all go through really difficult things. And when I first wrote my book, it was very dark and very serious. It was very cathartic to write. Mm-hmm. However, I was depressed reading it, and I thought, who's going to want to read that? So I said, you know what? It's like when you go on a traveling adventure and all these crazy, weird things happen.
Right.
And not really great things. And then you come back and you tell the stories to your friends and they're really funny.
Right. In retrospect.
In retrospect. So then you're like, then I thought about it. I thought, you know, I'm going to inject that humor throughout my book and help give people a little bit of breath during these tragedies that you read about that happened to me.
Right.
And interestingly enough, it actually helped me kind of rewrite the bad things that happened to me in my mind and my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they're not such bad things. Like, I look back at them with humor now and insight that I never had before until I wrote this book. So I feel really, really happy about that.
Can you give us an example of something that's poignant and funny, the way in the telling?
Absolutely. I had a heart procedure, mm-hmm. and which no one wants to go through.
Right.
And it was a very, you know, nerve-wracking day, and I was very scared. And so I'm on the table strapped down like Frankenstein's monster, you know,
right.
with all these electrodes and devices, and there's mm-hmm. people scurrying back and forth, and there's bright light shining on me in this room, and I'm like, wow, they're going to go in and just, you know, do things to my heart. You know, that's not good. And there's a nurse. She comes up to me, one of the cardiac nurses, and she comes up and looks, leans over me and says, you know, I have your condition too, but I'm too scared to do the procedure.
Really?
And I was like, what? You're telling me this now? So I looked at her and I could barely move my head because I'm strapped down. And uh-huh. I said, well, you know, you can see I obviously made the decision to go through with it. So maybe you'll be able to get more courage after you see mm-hmm. what happens with me.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, you're right. Thank you. And I was thinking to myself, isn't she supposed to be comforting me? Right?
So you did her therapy.
Yeah, I did her therapy. And so I look back now. That was not funny at the time
right.
for me. But now I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah. So ironic.
It's ironic.
Yeah. Well, I know that you started out as a Peace Corps volunteer in Zambia. Tell us what that was like for a Venice Beach girl.
It was shocking. I mean, there's no way around it. You go from California with beaches and very affluent cultures and, you know, everything at our fingertips, whether you have money or not, it's mm-hmm. there and it's available and you see it. We mm-hmm. have, and you go to a place where there's death and disease and desolation and corruption and on everywhere you turn. And yet these people are some of the happiest, nicest, sincerest people you'll ever meet. And so
it's amazing.
I have goosebumps right now just remembering mm-hmm. the integrity and soul of these people. It's just, it's beautiful. And they had nothing. And yet they were willing to give everything they had to me. But what was interesting to me, it was the most shocking part of my experience was coming home.
Right.
I thought it would be going there. Mm-hmm. But when you come back, you're transformed in a way that most people who have never been to a place like that can ever understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to readjust my thinking to living in the privilege that we have living here in the United States and understand that. And there's a responsibility with that to mm-hmm. live your life with gratitude, live your life with insight and share it with others. So the people that aren't able to travel to those remote places and see what's going on, to really help them understand and make this world a better place, really, because of what I've experienced. And that's one of my goals with the book, is to shed light on that other side of life.
Now, what kind of work were you doing in the Peace Corps? Because I know that's where you first got sick.
Yes. We were the first group of Peace Corps volunteers to go to Zambia. And we were doing a water and sanitation health education project. So we were building wells and latrines. And it was hard labor in like really, really hot sun in difficult conditions. You know, there was no electricity, no running water, no creature comforts of any kind. So we were really living in remote places like the locals do. And it was very harsh.
And so what made you choose this?
I wanted to help people. I mean, I always had that dream, and my mother instilled that into me. We did a lot of volunteer work as kids in my house, helping other people. And so that was a really thing I always wanted to keep in my life. But I also always longed for adventure. I wanted to explore the world and see how other people lived and what they were doing, because there's so much. You know, there's so much outside of ourselves.
Right. And you certainly got adventure.
I got more than I asked for. Right. Absolutely.
I know that for years your illness, it baffled medical specialists and new age specialists. What kept you going through all of it? I know that you reached bottom many times. So what kept you going?
There were so many things. First and foremost, you have to have a love for life. If you don't have a strong will to live, you'd give up a long time ago. So I fortunately had that. I always had this amazing zest for living on every level. So I wanted to get back to restored health so I could do things again, so I could be a part of the world. But more than that, it was love. You know, I had love from my family, my friends, my boyfriend at the time, who stayed by my side throughout the whole thing. What an amazing man. And then everybody in the medical profession who went to bat for me and never gave up. You know, there were so many people that were baffled and didn't know what to do with me. Yet there was others that were persistent and said, let's figure this out. And if I don't know the answer, I'll direct you to someone that does.
For all those people out there who have an ailment and don't really, that hasn't been diagnosed, that they don't know what it is, would you have any words of wisdom for them?
Absolutely. No matter how bad your day is this day and how insurmountable it seems, the next day can be better. So hold on, find that glimmer and spark of light in each dark moment, and there might just be something for you the next day.
So I guess that's what you meant on your Facebook page when you say that you received more than just a diagnosis from your adventure, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always something more than what's happening to us. We may not see it in the moment, but our biggest tragedies, the biggest darkness in our life, I think yields the best, most beautiful lessons in love and light.
So are you excited to see parts of your story being played out on stage?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. This is a dream come true. And I look forward to making people laugh, inspiring people, helping people. It's absolutely a dream.
Do you have any concerns or doubts of how the actress will portray some of the experiences in your illness and story?
I don't have any doubts. I saw this, in the rehearsals. Everything's going well. I do have concerns that I might be branded with some of the unique things that are shown in this showcase, which I will not tell you or give away.
Don't give the spoiler.
But let me just say this. It's quite unique. And everybody that has seen any part of this so far just says, wow. So, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Well, congratulations on winning that.
Thank you.
One last question. With your memoir complete and it's going to be launched in the world this year, what's next for you? What are you writing now?
I have so many things I want to write, and I'm so excited. One of the things I'm working on is a cookbook. It's called The Cookbook for People Who Can't Eat Anything. It is a humorous and comprehensive account of someone like me who's gone through a lot of health struggles and finds that they have a lot of allergies, sensitivities to food. And so, you know, it's just about clean eating, healthy eating, but with a twist, a lot of humor in it, a lot of fun. I want to have fun with it, but helping people like me who think they really can't eat anything, there's so much you can't eat. So that's one of the things I'm working on.
So you've become an expert on food as well.
I don't know about an expert, but close to it, yes.
Okay, well, our time is up, Sherry, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And enjoy your show. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
For more information on Sherry Kephart and her work, please visit her Facebook page at facebook.com/Sherry.Kephart, and that's KEPHART.author. Again, this is Raina Menashe, and you have been listening to East County Magazine's Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read.